cable market.
White mold was prevalent across soybeans grown in the northern plains this year. Syngenta Agronomy Services representative Nathan Popple says rotation may be one tool to help farmers next year.
Sometimes rotation doesn't do a good job if you've got a drier year where those sclerotia bodies don't germinate. Rotation doesn't do you as much good as you'd like, but it's still always a helpful tool to use in the whole thing, is trying to make sure that you're rotating away from crops that are susceptible to sclerotia. And some are more and less susceptible as well, but trying to make sure that you're getting a corn or a wheat or a barley or something along those lines.
Soybean varieties typically tolerant to white mold got hit hard this year. Popple says that comes down to a combination of extremely wet fields and late-season canopy growth. The high disease pressure took down relatively tolerant varieties and fungicides. Gearing up for next year, Popple reminds farmers to document fields with white mold.
Make sure that those fields are the fields that either get corn or wheat next year, or at least something other than a soybean, dry bean, sunflower, canola, pea, lentil, any of those types of crops. Any of the crops that are susceptible to white mold, you don't want to put on that field. And you're going to want to put something that's not susceptible. I know the way the guys go too. Now, if these are the wet fields and next year they're going to be wet, those aren't going to be the fields that are going to be planted first. And usually wheat and corn are what gets planted first. And so that's going to be a little bit of, you know, you're just going to have to manage through that a little bit and think, okay, I may not be able to plant this one I'd like to, but for the sake of my white mold rotation, I really need to make sure I put a grass crop in this field.
And you can hear the entire interview with Nathan Popple at rrfn.com.
Typically, the